The message that I bring you today is based on a reading from the last chapter of the book of Genesis, and it carries on the story of Joseph that you heard this morning about Joseph and his brothers. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him?" So they sent word to Joseph saying, "Your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you were to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father." When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. "We are your slaves," they said. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. Let's pray. Loving God, we pray that this morning you would speak to our minds and our hearts so that we can grow more and more like your Son, Jesus Christ, become people of grace and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Why am I here? Does my life have a purpose? And if I do have a purpose, what is that purpose? These are vital questions. But sadly, many people get the wrong answers. Life's purpose is not to get rich. It's not to be famous. It's not to have a good time. It's not to do as little as possible. Your purpose and my purpose is to be what God has created us to be. God has made us in His image, in His likeness. And our purpose is to reflect God, to mirror God, to give other people a glimpse of what God is like. How do we do this? Through who we are and how we live and how we relate to other people. Reflecting God is something that we naturally don't do very well. Naturally, we are selfish sinners. We do what we want to do. We do what pleases us. But when God gives us His grace, when He pours His Spirit into us, we are able to reflect God to others. Not perfectly, no. But well enough to give others a good idea of what God is like. Now, one of the great examples of someone who reflected God was Joseph, the man we heard about in the readings for today. And in this story from Genesis, we hear how Joseph reflects the merciful heart of God to those who treated him so badly. Now, last Sunday, Pastor Jim was here and he spoke about how God shaped and molded Joseph through some really tough experiences that he had. He was the favorite son. He was the spoiled son. And his brothers hated him for this. Hated him so badly they wanted to kill him, but instead of killing him, they decided that they would sell him off as a slave. And that's what they did. And he wound up in Egypt. And there in Egypt, the hard times continued because he was falsely accused and wound up in prison. But God used these tough times to refine Joseph and to give him grace and wisdom so that he not only got out of prison, he was raised to become the prime minister of all Egypt. And as prime minister, he was able to prepare the country for the famine that was coming and to then feed the people of Egypt and others like his brothers who came to Egypt looking for food. Now, in the Old Testament reading for today, we heard how Joseph revealed himself to his shocked brothers. "I'm Joseph," he tells them. "I'm your brother." And they must have reacted like they'd seen a ghost because they were just cringing with fear. But he says to them, "Come close." And he tells them that God put him in this powerful position so that he could take care of them in the years of the drought, and that is what he does. But time passes, some years later, their father Jacob dies, and their fears come back. They remember the terrible things they've done to Joseph, how they wanted to kill him, how they sold him off, and they ask themselves, "Now that Dad's no longer here with us, what will happen? Was Joseph just being kind for the old man's sake? Will he now take his revenge? He says he's forgiven us, but is he fair dinkum? Will he pay us back and give us the treatment we deserve?" So they come to Joseph with this story, probably a made-up story, I think, about their father giving them a message for Joseph on his deathbed. And they tell Joseph that Jacob's dying plea was that Joseph would forgive his brothers for the way they'd treated him. They fall down in front of Joseph and say, "We are your slaves." And when Joseph hears this, he starts to weep. He cries. Not because he's angry, but because it hurts him so much to know that his brothers don't trust him to forgive them, really forgive them. And he says, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good." And Joseph leaves justice in the hands of God, the just judge. And rather than take revenge and pay them back, he acts with mercy. And here Joseph reflects the loving, forgiving, compassionate, merciful heart of God to his brothers who had treated him so badly. And what is amazing is that Joseph not only speaks words of forgiveness, but he treats them like a brother should, like a loving brother. "Don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children," he promises. And he follows through with his promises. He does what he says he will do. Now, what Joseph does is not the natural way for us humans to act. Our culture says, "Don't get mad, get even." Get even. Joseph shows us a better way. He reflects the heart of God to those who had wronged him so badly. He doesn't pay back. Instead, he practices making peace. Making peace. And Joseph here is an image bearer of God being merciful. He points us even to Jesus, who on the cross prayed, "Father, forgive them. Forgive those who are nailing him to the cross." In fact, Joseph reminds us of Jesus in a whole lot of ways. Like Joseph, Jesus was rejected by his own people. Like Joseph, Jesus was betrayed for silver. Like Joseph, Jesus was falsely accused and condemned. Like Joseph, Jesus suffered unjustly. Like Joseph, Jesus was raised to a place of honor and power. And like Joseph, Jesus is the one through whom many are saved. Now, Jesus reveals to you and me the merciful, forgiving heart of God, and he does so more clearly and more vividly even than Joseph. Jesus is the perfect image of God. Jesus says in the Gospel of John, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." And Jesus gives us more than a good example. He gives us the power of his Spirit, the power of his love to become like him and be merciful to those who've hurt us and wronged us. Over the years, I have taken particular interest in stories of forgiveness. Stories about Christians who've displayed God's mercy and grace in remarkable ways to others who had hurt them. And here's one of those stories that occurred in the state of Pennsylvania in America in the year 2006. In that year, a gunman named Charles Roberts entered a small school run by the Amish community. The Amish are a group of Christians in America who follow the old ways. They don't have anything to do with mod cons. And Roberts entered this one-room school, took 10 schoolgirls hostage and shot them, killing 5 of them outright and badly wounding the other 5. Then he shot himself. And the news shocked the world. But then people everywhere were astonished at the reaction of these Amish Christians. Within hours of the murders, the grieving Amish community forgave the gunman and showed profound love to his family. More than half of those who attended the gunman's funeral were members of the grieving Amish community, and they stood beside the gunman's grieving widow and her children. And when people from all around the world heard about this, they wanted to show their sympathy and compassion and desire to help, and they gave money to the Amish community. And what the people in that community did was they shared the money with the gunman's widow and her fatherless children. What a powerful expression of God's mercy and grace these Christians gave. Years ago, I preached a sermon on forgiving others, and I challenged the members of the congregation to take steps to forgive and be reconciled with those who had hurt them. The next Sunday, a woman came to me after the service, and she said, "During the week, I contacted an aunt that I haven't spoken to for 20 years because of what she did to me, and I made peace with her." And as she told me this, her face was shining with joy. Perhaps this week, one of you or more of you will do something like that. And if you do, you will know what Jesus meant when he said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And when he said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Let's pray. Gracious God, give us your Spirit so that we can practice mercy and become more and more like Jesus. In his name we pray.